live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. It's the Sports Roundtable.
Nigga, if they mention two piece around me, it's Popeye.
You go back and you just watch that. He's not the most eloquent person you ever met.
Y'all already know, Team Peyton Manning all day. Go Broncos. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we Memphis boys step out by ourselves.
20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Today, we have no Cash, no Hope, and no Jobs.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable.
What up, what up, what up? Yes, sir. Episode 28. Sports Roundtable live from the penthouse. 300 floor overlooking Atlantic Station. SRT crew is in the building. Episode number 28. Thanks for tuning in. Milestone episode. As you all know, we've been talking about this milestone for the last couple of weeks. And we got the crew in the building with us, all the way from the Gump, Mr. Bama. They call him D-Will. What up?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
And we got Chi-Town's finest.
What up, Big Hoda? Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Yes, sir. And of course, we got my main man, upcoming show, the Slick Money Show, for better for worse, coming in June. My main man, Slick Money. What up?
What up, Kim Folk? Ain't seen you in a while. Look like you're losing weight. Looking sexy. Looking like LeBron James.
He's starting already.
But a moment of silence for Hancock. Two shows he's missed.
Uh-oh, back right. to back.
Oh, are you firing him, too? You like to fire people because you know when D-Will Pets died, you was ready to let him go.
Yeah, ready.
Hancock got one more week to miss a show. He is replaceable.
You like to fire everybody.
I like to have another female. By the way, she's sitting in here, didn't really want to be a part of the show. She just wanted to knock people out. She can take Hancock's spot for real.
She can.
She's better looking. Would you agree with that, D?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. We just one more time. Yes, D, say what?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But let me get it for the girls. Get it. Because the girls would get it if you plan on getting some from them. Is that right, Ooh. Tiffany?
Hell yeah, because I'm taking it from you.
You taking Ooh. It from me?
Yep.
Little sis in the building. Guess what, guys? Tiff getting a ball of Flower Bomb from Slick Money.
Yes, you right about it.
Ty's going to get a ball of Chance from Chanel. And D, we are getting some Creed.
Yes, sir.
So he can smell fresh on mama. I like it to take care of my crew. Because when daddy eat, everybody eats.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go hard. Let's make
yes,
this
sir.
Money, baby boy.
Yeah.
Episode 28. Let me go ahead and explain
Classic.
To y'all what has taken place or about to take place. It takes 28 episodes for you to even give a demo out in the podcast world. So now we're able to just go out and just give demos out to any radio station, internet radio, wherever we want to do, we can just pass them out now. We are officially, the Sports Roundtable is officially professional internet podcast staple.
Heard that.
SRT doing big things.
So where's the hand clap?
We working on it. Yeah, we go. There we go. Yeah.
Strip club. What's up?
Clap it up, clap it up.
You
clap
know it. So before we start the show, we want to go ahead and at least give you what's going to be on the show. We got news and notes, and we got the NFL free agency frenzy is what they're calling it, and I'm sure Miss Tiffany is.
Oh, I have so much
jumping for joy.
So much to say about that. I'm so excited right now. Oh my gosh!
And we got the roundtable discussion, and of course we got the word on the street by the Jewel of Sports, Miss Tiffany, and we going into the mind of Slick Money tonight. I wonder what this gonna be about. And we got email bag. Finally, email bag. We gonna do it this week. No questions asked. We go jump off into the email bag because we got some pretty good questions. So anybody got anything, any other announcements, things they want to mention or want to say what's up to Ty in the building though? In the
what up, Ty? Ty?
Got to say what's up to Ty.
So. She doesn't want to talk to us.
Hey, Ty. Yeah, she don't want to talk, but hey, Ty. So glad you could come visit the penthouse.
Yes, sir. Corn Husker, baby.
Corn Husker.
Nebraska.
All the way from the...
Yeah, all to all the guys in St. Louis, what's up?
Yeah, especially them St. Louis
ticks. Yeah, Ty told me to tell y'all what's up. Illuminati. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my main man, Nelly.
Killing him.
Man, killing y'all off the chain, man.
Oh, Horace, Shante album did drop last Tuesday.
It did?
I don't know how many albums she's going to sell, but she still looks great.
She had an album drop?
Yes, she did.
That's how many albums she going to sell.
Stop playing, D-Will.
Wow.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. Oh, my God, is she?
Yeah,
why Nelly didn't marry her?
He hadn't yet?
I don't think he has.
No.
We got to want to know why. I want to know why men date these women all these years and don't never marry them.
Because y'all some, well, I can't speak for all y'all men, but yeah, the majority of y'all can't control yourselves when y'all's member down below is at full attention. So y'all don't understand how to keep it real with one woman. And y'all want to act a monkey and be with a whole bunch of other women. So men that can't control themselves, those are the ones that want to stay engaged for 19 million years so they can still have their stuff on the side.
So I'm assuming that you're speaking for a generation of women.
Hey. That's what we're seeing and that's what we're going through. Okay. That's what it is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to debate that. Go ahead.
That is a key to jump to our news and notes. Got to jump into the news and notes. NFL frenzy is on day number two as the NFL teams are making their bids to sign all of the players that are free agents. Atlanta Braves signed Irvin Santana as a must only because Metlin is possibly heading for Tommy John surgery for the second time in 3 years. Also, the NCAA Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday. Are we still doing some next week?
Yeah, Hancock. Thursday, Hancock has some set up.
Yeah.
Well, if he come back to work, we'll know what's on his mind.
Yeah, really, for real.
Like, we don't know what Hancock thinking because we ain't seen him.
He gonna give us an ID and disappear.
Yeah, that part. Like, where's he
we
at?
We cancel his function.
Next. His function got canceled and he fired.
Got a big guy, white guy want
to
come in.
Y'all do know Hancock listens to the show, right?
For real?
Hancock can listen all day. We going to talk best. Really? Bring your butt to work, Hancock. How about that?
Yeah, real
tell me he's sick. We got something that can get you well. We got pills that make you sick and pills that make you better.
Oh, yeah. I got
Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
Can't with you
for real.
That. Stop the Thriller. Madness.
Oh, I got every Michael Jackson album. Quit tripping. I love MJ.
Stop the madness. Big Ho was next, y'all.
All right. Phil Jackson is officially.
That's my dude.
Front office, New York Knicks.
That's my dude.
That means the Knicks will never win another game.
Oh, would you stop the madness? You are on one tonight. That's my dude. You know they wanted him to be the head coach.
Every week somebody's your dude.
Look, Chi-Town all day. Look, Phil Jackson's from Chicago. He was the Chicago Bulls, okay? He helped that team be what it was. If that's my guy. If Phil Jackson coached the Podunk Pickles, I would cheer for them too.
Same thing like Peyton Manning. Sorry.
Go to sleep.
That's why Seattle Seahawks.
That's why you about to see Denver
hey,
win this
have you
year.
Used the bathroom lately in Slick Money's mansion?
No, I have not.
Go in and look at that Seahawks jersey hanging up there.
If I
from
see
a
it,
loyal fan who says she loves Slick Money and sending him gifts.
You don't want me to what? Go in there and see it because I tell might me, burn it. I might burn
hey,
it.
Tell me God ain't good.
God is good all the time.
What? I went from roaches to the penthouse.
You sure did.
Trust me when I tell you. Oh. I was sleeping up on the bridge, D-Will. But God is so good. That grace and that mercy. Ask hard. We know about living on the streets. But I'm with some ladies right now who ain't never seen the streets. They so classy. Got the Victoria's Secret bras on. They smelling all cute. Karen, they Michael Kors bags. D-Will.
Yep.
What you talking about? Boy, stop.
Boy, stop. Hey, D-Will, what should we expect from Phil Jackson after New York has hired him? What's the next move now?
Unless Phil Jackson is about to touch the sideline, it's still up in there.
because he hadn't proved himself as a front office person yet. He hadn't convinced us that he's able to do the job and putting together a team and structuring a team that can win games and do what they want to do, and that's win championships.
Well, they say Steve Kerr might be the head coach.
Well, yeah, that is a report that Steve Kerr will be hired as the head coach because he has been rumored to get into coaching. But my thing is, it's not coaching that's the issue. Mike Woodson is doing a great job. He just won 54 games last year.
Right.
So it's not that he forgot how to coach in less than a season. It's that organization from top to bottom, from Dolan all the way down to J.R. Smith, not to call him out, but that whole team, the way it's structured, has issues, and Phil Jackson got a miracle to work.
Does Dolan and Phil Jackson get along?
No.
At all?
Nah.
Tiffany?
Let me say this. Like, I'm with D. Will and the whole structure thing. I think that they will get along if you're saying Steve Kerr may become the head coach. I think everything will be all good if they give Phil Jackson the control that he needs to have. If he's able to pick and choose the players that he wants to bring in and help Steve Kerr shape and mold that team into what it should be, they're going to be all good.
But I don't think he would even take the job if they didn't give him control. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He has way more control than we know of right now. Like, I really think dude can be like, look, I want that player. Go get him. I'm signing him today and do it.
But can they even run the triangle without Tex Winter on the bench?
No. Okay. Like, and that's my whole thing. Like, if Steve Kerr can bring in the philosophy to get those guys to play, that'll be a good thing. But looking at it for real, from top to bottom, New York is struggling.
But now, Steve Kerr ran the triangle.
Yeah, he was
in
the offense.
Can he teach it?
And that's a totally different thing. And just the same way can Phil Jackson put together a squad in the front office the way he put it together on the court.
Because you got strength and conditioning.
All that.
You got statistician.
All that.
They say analytics now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. So that's going to be something to look at. Kobe is out for the season. Done.
But Mike Dolan, though,
good.
Back to that. Mike Dolan, he don't mind bringing in who he needs to bring in. He'll pay you.
Right.
But he will fire you. And that's the difference. He'll give you all your money, but he will fire you fast. All
right. Kobe is out for the season. He's done.
Good.
I thought he already announced that like 2 months ago.
Well, it's official now.
Good. Yeah. That's all I'm going to keep saying is good.
So it's official. He's done for the season.
That's also in my word on the street, too. He actually has said that, too, that he doesn't even want to play for D'Antoni. So he's hoping that he can sit out this season and D'Antoni will be fired at the end of the season. And
that's inevitable.
He'll be playing for a new coach. So that's a huge part of the reason he's not playing anymore.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was reported today by your boy, receding headline, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
He reported today that Mike D'Antoni will be fired at the end of the season.
He need to be. He's garbage, y'all. Right.
Well, that makes this question. Who will be the Lakers' next coach?
Somebody like.
Won't be Phil.
They need to bring in somebody fresh like I want to see Patrick Ewing get a coaching job. Like, let somebody like him.
Yeah. You got to be somebody Kobe respects.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
I'm going to tell you, it has to be somebody with Laker pedigree. I think
Shaquille,
he already
got conflict of interest because he's majority owner.
But Kobe already has Magic Johnson is in part of that front office, so he already has somebody that is Laker pedigree that he can lean on and talk to and get advice from and give advice to who to bring in. So,
well, Magic said he would help them.
Mm-hmm. Magic actually tried to bring Phil Jackson into their front office.
That's who should be there.
You're absolutely right.
In my opinion, I thought the whole New York thing was a ploy to get him to the Lakers. You know, I thought he was using that as leverage against the Lakers to be like, okay, if y'all don't hurry up and pull this trigger, I'm going to New York.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are in trouble for a couple of years.
But I agree with that.
This is one question I want to know. I want to know about Phil Jackson. Why does he live in Montana?
Is he crazy?
He owned Montana.
He can afford to.
Yeah.
He can afford to.
I think he owned one half and Ted Turner owned the other half.
Two people in Montana.
Because when you got 10 championship rings and a toe championship ring, you can live wherever you want to.
I feel you.
Do you know the real reason why they both live there?
Go ahead.
Because that's the only way you can get bison meat, right?
Is it?
Yes. You can't find them in Memphis?
Oh, no. Let's ask the Nebraska cornhuskers.
Yeah, we might as well. Can you get bison meat in Nebraska? I don't think so. I think that's the reason why they hang. That's some good meat. Yo, have you ever had at Ted's before?
No, I haven't. I've eaten at Ted's, but I never had the bison meat from there.
You don't like red meat?
I do. I love red meat. I'm a picky eater, so I need somebody to physically be sitting in front of me enjoying it for me to be like, I'll take it.
You need somebody what now?
To physically be in front of me enjoying like a
date or something?
It can be a guy. It can be a girl. It can be whomever. If they're liking it and like, ooh, this is great, then I'll want to try it.
Yeah. Wow, Horace. Think like we got a date. You know, I'm having a birthday coming. I'm thinking about having a party. Seriously, my birthday's next month.
I know. You've been telling me about it and asking me to find you some
strippers.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I gotta have.
Can you help me out with that? He wanted me to find some strippers for his birthday.
Three.
They can be from Nebraska too. That's fan club gonna be mad at me. Yeah.
Right, they gonna be sending me your hate mail.
Excuse me.
They gonna be sending me your hate mail.
Baby, you are a filter. You supposed to cipher out hate mail, then give me all the good mail. Okay. Well, I mean, why your little sister? You're a little sister.
I got you.
Pop the Marlin, I'm sweating. Woo!
Where is it? I'm looking for it.
For real?
Boy, they out the chain here tonight. All right, local news, Atlanta Falcons signed 3 linemen. Two from Kansas City and one from Miami. Yeah.
I truly just don't think that's going to help. Yeah. You got,
but
to
they,
win
but
on
they,
defense.
They done got big and nasty now.
Well, I'm saying they got.
That.
I'm telling you what you can tell by them going to hire an outside linebacker coach.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
they never had.
Yeah, right,
and now they're getting a big space eater in the middle. From Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's they're moving towards a 3-4 defense.
They keep saying it's hybrid.
You
I understand,
it. Yeah.
Right? It's like a stretch four, right?
Exactly. Yeah, stretch. Somebody can stretch out the 3-point line.
So I think they getting big and nasty. I think those are some good moves. So the question is, so now do you focus on defense in the draft? Do you try to move up against Clowney? I don't think so.
I wouldn't be smart.
Do you take what's my kid from Buffalo? Khalil Mack.
But here's the thing. The way it's looking, Clowney's about to slip.
You think so?
Yeah, because Texas is taking a quarterback because they're taking a quarterback. Blaine Gabbert, they just got rid of Blaine Gabbert at number two, so they're taking a quarterback. The Browns have to take a quarterback at three.
Because they just released Brandon Whedon. Jason Campbell.
So they have no
quarterback then.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't.
They got three top – that's three quarterbacks.
Jaguars signed Chad Henne.
Oh,
they're still going quarterback.
So, they still need a quarterback.
Hey, so the Falcons pick 5, right?
They pick six. Yeah, so that's
who they going
spots.
For? Who they going for?
I think they're going to move up to 4 and get Clowney.
I'm telling you.
They need to.
Hey, check this out. D. Will, write this down on a piece of paper.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
You know Slick Money is Rain Man, they call me.
Uh-huh.
You know who Rain Man is, right? You saw the movie, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we start to make predictions now.
Okay.
If the Falcons don't get Clowney and he's available, they'll regret that for the next 10 years.
Oh,
I agree with that 1,000%. So we can all get on
if
that.
If Clown
paper.
Is on the board at 6 and they don't take him, all right.
I would fire everybody in the organization if I was
Yo,
the,
I'm
the,
with
the
you.
Owner,
that
seriously.
Is so stupid. If
I need to
that.
Know who they weed man is.
Hey, give me some weed.
I need some of that.
They on that good.
They on that good.
That
what
stank
you call
a dank dank.
Strong.
They on that stank a dank.
What's up, Slick?
No, you know, some things can happen and set you back 10 or 15 years.
Yep.
I mean, even with racism, whatever it is, just you think you're over something, then something happened, you go back and just like, oh, God, really? Please, Falcon organization, if you listen to the SRT crew, if Clowning's available, please take him.
Please, please.
If he's available
please,
at 4.
Pretty please, well, we're begging you.
But I feel a big hole. Khalil Mack. For the type of defense that the Falcons are trying to transition into, Khalil Mack would be a perfect fit for them. He could put his hand in the dirt, he can play on the outside, and he can clog up. He can take on blocks. So that'd be a good pickup for them. But, man, when you got the new freak out there, you got to take him. But my thing is you don't have to give up too much to only move up 2 spots. It's not like you're trying to go to 1.
I don't think you move up to get him. I think if he's there at 6 – you can get him because if he's available at 6 and you don't pick him,
you stupid man.
That's what you're gonna hear.
Yeah,
that sounds like win Nebraska. Didn't that sound like Nebraska?
In the cornfields?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the movies shot in Nebraska. And it feels like Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn, was that shot in Nebraska?
I think it was.
Belly was?
Oh, yeah.
Belly, the black movie was shot in Nebraska?
Yeah, your boy was like, is this the illest in Nebraska? Hey, I don't like that.
You know what? I
don't like that.
Seriously, I didn't know they had black people in Nebraska, for real.
Look.
Yeah, they growing pretty well.
Like, they nice, huh?
He talking about they growing pretty well.
Hey, yeah.
We grow them in the cornfields.
Might need to go back to Nebraska, huh?
D-Will, I think we need to get Michael Kors watch.
I think I can take care of that.
Yeah, please
yeah,
do.
Handle that. Ask her what handle color. That
ask, ask her what do she like, rose gold.
What you want, rose, yellow.
Because she loves watches.
Silver.
So.
That'd be a gift from the boy from St. Louis. Cause see, we take care of dudes who can't do it.
Boy,
say we on that Chris Brown.
We on that Chris Brown.
We on that Chris Brown. Say,
honey, please don't tear up our equipment. That's all we have.
You stop clowning, okay. And then that wouldn't happen.
Oh my
I can't help because we all love Ty. She came in and just brightened the spot. I was so down hard today, seriously.
Well, I'm so glad I can bring somebody in here that can brighten your mood up, because your mood means a lot to me. So
absolutely,
and that's the reason why I love you so much. If I was single and 32, I would have to give you 4 kids. Seriously, we don't even have to get married.
What makes you think I want a baby daddy with 4 kids? Are you kidding me right
but
now?
But I thought
ain't nobody else gonna want it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if we're living together, it should be okay. If we're living together, that's better than marriage.
Oh my goodness.
Boy, stop.
What is that, common law?
See,
you're right.
All I'm telling y'all, in June, when the Slick Money Show hits, seriously, this is real talk. We are gonna help so many kin folks around the country.
Yeah, we're gonna be saving relationships.
Yeah,
with the
black,
Slick Money Show.
Asian,
yeah,
Japanese,
saving relationships.
Black and knees. Is there such thing as black and knees?
Yes, that's what Tiger Woods is. Yeah.
Jawawa.
Hey, I'm breaking up everybody.
What?
Everybody.
How you breaking up people?
Hey, I'm getting coaches fired and relationships shattered.
But he gonna keep his intact though.
Oh yeah, I'm pent up, baby.
But guess what I just told D Will. You can't park your car in the garage if I can't park mine in yours. And I got an SUV.
I
Suburban.
I drive an F-150.
Damn.
But y'all need a big garage.
Y'all are so silly. Let's don't treat company
madness.
Like this. Come
well,
on.
Y'all love to tell
y'all
you,
showing
man.
Off. Y'all Let, showing off.
Let's move,
we got
into,
company.
Let's move into the roundtable discussion. NFL frenzy. Breaking news.
Go Broncos.
Mr. Revis. Has just signed a 1-year deal with the Patriots for $12 million.
I wonder how much of that guaranteed.
None, because they don't pay a lot. They don't pay their players. So he probably guaranteed $500,000 because they so selfish.
Jarius Byrd signs with New Orleans Saints. Eugene Monroe, he re-signs back with Baltimore. Michael Johnson signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, you know about Talib. What's his name, Tiffany?
Talib.
Oh, y'all.
You know, the Broncos snatched him while he was in contract talks with the Patriots. That's gangster.
Mm. The Broncos signed. Well, I'll let Tiffany take it. The
Broncos
signed where?
Go Broncos. Team Peyton Manning all day.
How can you sign somebody you can't pronounce their name?
Boy, stop.
For
because
real.
He's a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
For real?
He's off the hook.
Wow.
The Broncos actually
did Tennessee making the moves? Did Tennessee making the
moves? They actually signed McCluster from Kansas City.
Yeah, because they released
him. Why they still holding on to Chris Johnson, though?
They're going to release him. He'll be released soon.
Probably.
Yeah.
Man, they signed McCluster, Kansas City.
We giving Johnson away for a can of Dr. Pepper, some popcorn. 2 tickets.
What are you skating off with? Like $53 million?
Somebody
yeah, basically.
Oh my god!
He wasn't
stealing from
East Carolina. And also T.J. Ward, safety from former Brown, signed with the Broncos as well.
Oh yeah, Broncos defense getting hot.
Julius Peppers
about to be undefeated. Hopefully the Broncos.
Cut.
Hopefully the Broncos get him too.
And what's my man from Minnesota? The defensive end.
You talking about
Big Boy
Jared? Yeah, Allen.
Jared Allen got released.
Yeah, he's a free agent as well.
Oh, okay,
he was in talks with the Broncos before DeMarcus Ware signed. Do y'all know he is only one of 4 players out of the last 4 years to get every dime
of his contract?
Money. Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't have an incentive based contract.
every dime. He got $76 million.
Oh, he must have. He had to hit all his goals.
You know, he didn't negotiate. He didn't do all that restructuring or none of that. He's basically walking in saying, "If y'all can't pay me what I'm worth, I'm going somewhere else."
Now that's gangster.
Wow, that is.
That's the Alabama boy, right?
Nah.
He went to Troy, right?
Yeah, he went to Troy. He didn't go to Bama.
Where is he from originally?
I don't know where he's from.
Okay.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings.
Can we get Ty to Google that? Can Ty Google where Mr. Ware is from?
We're talking about Jared.
Oh, DeMarcus. Well, yeah, he's from Troy.
That's
yeah.
what I thought. He's from Alabama, right?
If it ain't on Instagram, she not gonna find it.
Well, SRT is SRT show on Instagram.
Are you Instagram straight flexing?
It's straight flexing.
Instagram straight.
Is SRT hers on Instagram?
Not yet.
Okay,
we got to talk to some of our marketing people.
The Instagram is strictly for pictures. So
yeah, I don't do.
Oh, we got plenty of pictures.
We got plenty of pictures.
We'll take our shirt off too. Yes, sir. For real.
Oh, that's how
I look like a light skinned Rick Ross. I'm telling you, I got tattoos everywhere for real.
That's how we're doing it.
Yes, sir. And you know my new album just dropped last week too.
Oh, really?
Mastermind.
Yes, yeah. Mastermind.
Get it in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Eric Decker is.
I'm so sad.
He's gone.
He's talking to the Jets right
talking
now.
Talking to the Jets. Who's gonna throw to?
That's what I was gonna say. That's who's gonna throw in the
like,
ball?
Like, cause at best, Decker is D-wheel. Decker is really a number two receiver. Like real talk, Decker's a number two receiver. He only looked as good as he did because Peyton Manning was throwing the ball to him. So in another offense, he's gonna be exposed for not being as good as he really is.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, another Mike Wallace.
Hey, D-Wheel. Why is it when we talk about the Broncos, her voice start getting louder?
Yeah,
because that's my squad, and I get hype about them. You got a problem with it? You can walk out the door and get off this show.
Ooh,
wow, for real?
Don't talk about them Broncos.
Don't talk about my boy Peyton.
I can talk about one thing: 4-3-8. I can talk about that. Seahawks, the great Pacific Northwest.
I'm gonna let you know.
That's a great part of the country. Have y'all ever visited Seattle? Have anybody on the show ever been to Seattle?
No, never been to Seattle. You know what you can do? You can actually buy us all plane tickets and take us.
Guess what? Tad done been everywhere.
Of course.
Tad raised her hand and said she's been to the great Pacific Northwest.
Like I said, you don't know who's sitting across from
you. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, if you listen to the show, ask Tiffany. Matter of fact, write Slick Money. I can see, can I get a date with Tad for you guys? But it's going to cost you, though.
When a date, what time?
Me and Ty are going to negotiate that. I might get her washing the dryer. You know, the washing dryer, you can never get enough of them.
It's got to be those front loads.
Yeah, it got to be front load, not top load.
I was about to say, it's got to be that front load. You can't come with that messed up.
Guys, if you think Tiffany good looking.
Ty look better than me.
They say good looking women run together. Is that correct?
We do.
Yeah, they run in packs.
We do. But yeah, Ty look better than me. So
yeah. Well, the thing about you just thick.
Oh.
I want the dudes to know how thick you are. Ty ain't that thick like that, but she a cutie. Yes, Lord Jesus. Boy, when Jesus knew when he making them women, boy, did he know what he was doing. Good God almighty.
Say, we balling in here tonight.
What? That penthouse is on fire?
It is hot up in here.
Junebug can't wait to start barking.
Junebug gonna tear it up up in here tonight.
I'm telling you. Tiffany got on a tight blouse.
Shut up.
I'm in it.
I think she do that for the older dudes to get them all riled up.
Say she's looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah. I've had this
boy
on.
Boy, stop.
I had this on since 7 this morning.
Your ball should have sent you home.
Nope, he was talking, chatting me up.
Looking at that training bra.
I'm going to slap you. You can't even see nothing. My shirt is closed.
Guys, I'm telling you, man, them guys at Walmart going to have a joy with you when you work there.
I can't wait till we go to Walmart now.
I'm ready for that day, boy.
I'm serious.
I'm so ready for that
day. Shout out to the Walton.
Yeah, shout out to the Walton, the greatest family of all time. Even good night, Junebug. You know when they say that Walton's show?
Yeah.
Walton's from generous generation has been a great family name. And I'm telling you, when you go to Walmart, you're going to shut it down.
I am.
Wear a tight skirt. Yes, don't wear jeans and pants, because that don't give you any justice. Wear some. Tiff, I'm trying to help you because you're family.
So you're just going
to
tell me.
Hey, you can put on some of them spandex.
Spandex.
Some tights.
Some of them leggings.
As a matter of fact, when you go to Walmart, tell the Waltons that you brought an assistant with you, which is Ty. She's a new member.
So you want me to take her with me?
Take Ty with you. And I promise you this. If y'all can't get a date, y'all get some free food. I promise you that.
How about some free stuff out of Walmart? Can we shop a little bit?
Well, right, Mr. Walton, back and ask him, can you shop?
I need to talk to Mr. Walton. I just want to
do a remote. Just put me up. Are
we going to do the show or just let
you
go?
We should do the show.
I think
Walmart.
We need to do the whole show.
From the one on Howl Mill. You tell me some beautiful women come in that store. Wow. What you
I'm sure you know.
Yeah. Well, I shop there.
Subway in there, too, don't
they? Got a Subway in there. Yes, they do. But when you have a child and you're playing Mr. Mom, Walmart is definitely your favorite store.
Walmart is that deal for what you need. I'm not even going to front.
Yeah, and the most beautiful.
Please don't front. But the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Seriously. D. Will. You can go on Walmart on any given day on Howell Mill Road. I promise you, you can see the most beautiful woman you ever seen in your life.
D. Will understand that. He'll hit, but yeah. They're not going to get wifed.
Oh.
Bingo. Like I got to now knock it off.
I wasn't saying, D. Will, I wasn't saying to that to be disrespectful to your wife. I'm just saying you're a guy.
I'm just keeping it real. If I knock it off.
But if you were slick money, you can go in there with me and just look.
Hey, no, I went to Walmart the other day on
Jimmy Carter.
Man, me and my homeboy walk in there, right? And don't you know she's standing up and she pushing one of them.
Who is she? Who is she?
I don't even,
she didn't work
she worked
there.
She worked yeah, she in worked, aisle
she
six.
Was, she worked
she's in aisle,
she
was, six. Aisle six.
Yeah, she was on aisle 12 actually. Really? Hey, but she pushing one of them
buggies.
But nah, one of them carts with the boxes on.
The whole okay, I got you.
Yeah, the one the blue thing.
Right.
And she's standing up, and I guess she leaning around the boxes talking to somebody. And my boy hit me in my chest with a backhand. I'm like, damn, you know, came my chest in. He's like, boy, look at that. I look up, boy, two legs sitting together, and they about 10 inches apart. We was like, ooh, what is that? Like, no, look, we looked from behind her and saw straight to the mechanic. Like, I saw the ties through her legs.
Man, I can't.
Fine.
Listen, man.
I'm just
I got to get y'all back on track.
You see what happened, Big Show? Big Ho, will you let us run away with the show like this?
Oh, my God.
We just get carried
Walmart
away.
Get more play from us than any store in the country.
Sorry, Walmart was trending that night.
I think we deserve Twitter. A sponsorship.
Yeah, Walmart should be our official store of the SRT crew.
I'm with it.
I'm with that.
Shout out to the Waltons.
Hey, we need to reply to that email.
And their family from Arkansas, is that correct?
Yeah.
Is it Bluffington or something like that?
I can pull it up, but their headquarters is still in Arkansas.
Okay. Is Ty working for us or is she just playing on Instagram? We need you to Google stuff, baby.
Look.
Yeah, like, come on now.
Ty is the type of person who's addicted to her phone, so it's always going to be in her hand.
Right.
Lord have mercy. That boy in St. Louis for a reason.
Let me move on to some NBA.
Please
y'all got any more NFL signs? But I will tell you this. Chris Clemens, defensive end for Seattle, left.
Oh,
Browner is still a free agent. Thurman, he's looking for another home.
I got more in my word street about free agents.
The whole defensive secondary for San Francisco is out.
It's a ramp.
How my man say, out ya.
Yeah. Dante Hittner.
The whole secondary is gone.
Look like to me, Tennessee Titan going to the Super Bowl.
It looked like the Seahawks will not go back. Yeah. Holla back. Oh.
So, I'm going to change my pick.
I got a question for y'all, though.
Please, go ahead.
Houston Rockets.
What's up? They balling, ain't
they? Well, my question is
Memphis
this.
Memphis Grizzlies.
My question is this. With Memphis playing the way they playing.
Girl stuff.
We saw San Antonio back in the groove once they got healthy. The L.A. Clippers just signed Danny Granger, and who else did they sign?
A Big Baby.
Yeah, Big Baby. You got Golden State.
That Steve Blake was a good addition.
Didn't I say that? The night it happened, soon as it happened, I said that's going to be that signing.
And then you got OKC.
Told you.
With Caron Butler.
Yeah.
That was a great
and
signing.
That kind of scares me. Blazers and Houston.
Why does that scare you?
Because that's going to take away from Jeremy Lamb. He's been playing good this year.
Oh, that's true.
That he's young. He's going to be a future piece for them.
That's
to bring
true.
In Caron Butler, that's going to take away those minutes.
Yeah, you're absolutely
for
right.
For Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
He's
right. Will.
Well, I think he's more of a three but I'm saying veteran.
But I'm saying Jeremy Lamb was playing good this year. He was progressing. Like, that's gonna stunt his growth.
Yeah, quick question. I bet some guys some extra money, you know, since I've been getting money from the Seattle bet. I still got some money to kind of throw around.
Can I have some?
Yes, I took Memphis Grizzlies to make the playoff at the 8-7 seed. Is that a good place?
Yeah. Yes.
So I should cash in? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you good to go.
So my question is, Houston got the best record since January 1st.
Yes.
No, they do.
Yeah, they do. They're playing great.
No. What you call it got the best record since January 1st?
Who?
The Brooklyn Nets, 22. Nah.
Still,
and 9.
Even still
22.
I'm talking about in the West.
Oh, okay.
In the West, yes.
In the West, yeah, because we that's why I named all the teams.
Yeah, you did name West.
So all the teams in the so my question is, can Houston actually come out of the West? Because what has happened? James Harden. Let me just say this: the team has found their role. They're not force feeding Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
playing like Dwayne, but he's not force feeding Dwight, and their Harden is actually with talent has shown that he can be the number one guy.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, as much as I don't want to say it,
I mean, and so this is what happened. He's the slasher, and he's the playmaker. Parson is knocking down threes. Beverly is hounding everybody. If y'all saw him and Westbrook go at it the other night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Ashik is finally playing. He finally got off the bench.
Yeah, finally.
So Houston has found their groove. And the only thing I want to know, Memphis is good, too. I think Memphis is a great story as well. But can Houston come out of the West?
I will sit here today and say no. And the reason I say that is I like their pieces in Dwight and James Harden being the number one. What I don't like is their complementary players. I don't see them being dog enough to go out there and win a championship. I don't see the dog in Chandler Parsons. He's a very good player, very versatile, tall, can guard a lot of different positions, do a lot of different things. But I don't see that dog in him for him to go out there and be able to compete with the top teams in the West. I don't see them being able to – him and Jeremy Lin's been playing very good lately.
Right.
And the reason he's been playing so good because James Harden's able to make plays and he's able to play off the ball so he doesn't have to play point guard. And he can go out there and just play. But like I say, I don't see Jeremy Lin, Chandler Parsons, and that group of Cavs being gritty enough to go out there and punt somebody in the mouth and win a game.
D will make an excellent point. My thing is that I think the West is so balanced. I think the top six or seven teams, maybe the top five or four, could actually come out the West. But it's just going to be – you don't want to play the 7th, 8th, and 6th seed because you could lose in a 7-game series.
And the next series you're going to be wide anyway.
Absolutely. So I think it's up for grabs. I think anybody still can come out. I picked the Clippers at the beginning of the season to come out to West. But I don't think no team in the West is going to beat Miami in a 7-game series.
Tiffany, what you got on that?
I actually think that Houston is making a statement for the regular season right now. But as far as the playoffs, I don't see them going 7-game series with – Houston with San Antonio, or I don't even see them winning the 7-game series against the Clippers.
Right.
So they're making a statement, for the regular season right now, but when it comes down to it, if this was the playoffs, they wouldn't look as good as they do right now.
All right, next question real quick. Heat, OKC, Pacers struggled last week. Should we make a big deal out of that?
No.
No big deal?
No, I mean, it happens. Like, usually towards the end of the season like this, right before the playoffs, because, you know, the standings are being set.
Right.
The teams that aren't going to be in it, you already know who they are.
Right.
So the teams that are in it, they're actually basically just kind of preparing themselves for that long stretch of the playoffs, so they're not playing 100% in games right now.
Okay.
So, not a word.
Not to be concerned. Mm-hmm. All right.
No. Well, I agree with Heat and OKC. I don't see a problem because that's the factor. They've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's an 82-game schedule. That's a long season. In the case for the Pacers, they scare me right now. They don't look good. Their continuity looks thrown off. Looks like that trade for Evan Turner wasn't what they thought they were going to be able to get out of it, even though it's still early.
Mm-hmm.
But with Paul George not ascending to be the player that he needs to be for them to be able to compete with Miami.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He has just taken and I heard somebody say the other day.
What happened. I'll tell you, but go ahead.
He's concentrating on the defensive end a lot more. He needs to, but I just don't agree with that. He just didn't ascend and do the things he needed to do this year that people thought he was going to do. Like, we said earlier, they were trying to put him in the car with LeBron and KD.
Yeah.
But that's the team that, even though Andrew Bynum looked good the other night.
Right.
He did.
And they say in the playoffs, the game slows down. But when you're talking about going up against Miami, those big bodies aren't going to be able to run with Miami. They're going to put matchups on the floor to take Roy Hibbert and Andrew Bynum out of the game. So if Paul George and the others can't step up and be those type of players, I really don't see them win.
Well, let me just say this. I think they had a meeting with Bird today, interviewed, and said that they're going to be fine, and the coach Vogel should get more into the players and things of that nature. But I was one of the ones that thought Paul George was playing excellent in the beginning of the season. I thought at that time he was – doing all he could to get up to that status.
Mm-hmm.
But just like any athlete that becomes or start to become that dude, he got caught up in the strip club.
Think so?
Oh, I know so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got caught up in the strip club.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he get some stripper pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, and trying to pay her off to shut up.
Yeah, trying to pay. So,
or
but,
have an abortion.
But you know, allegedly, let's just make sure that keep allegedly. The SRT.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, let's keep allegedly. The SRT.
You know, because, yeah, we do have an SRT lawyer.
Exactly. So,
so
allegedly, this is some of the things that you go through when you, you know, when you try to put on big boy pants and you wet your pants and trying to do other things.
When you get your money and you start balling out of control and so start acting stupid.
Obviously, somebody is not in his corner to tell him that that's not how you do it.
Yeah, that's not how superstars work.
That's not how they do it. No, so my thing is, and then me and Hancock spoke the other day. And shout out to Hancock.
What's up here?
Oh, so he gonna speak to you and give you some insight, but don't want to come to work.
Like, I ain't got no text. No. I can't get no insight.
Why we ain't get a group text?
His father is in town.
What's up, Dad?
What up, Pop Hancock?
Coach Hancock is in town to see Boogie for the first time. So he hanging out. Granddad. Dad and grandbabies hanging out.
But generations.
Hancock was explaining that George said something about he admired LeBron James and all that kind of stuff. So he kind of lost respect for him. But I let him explain that when he back next week.
That's a boy stop.
Yeah. So
that's y'all boy though.
Man, he used to be. He
D. Will. That's their boy. Ain't it?
That's what they say.
Yeah, he was my boy. I mean, like I said.
Oh, I thought he was going to.
D-Wheel, guess what?
He was hooping.
Well, I'm not from Atlanta, but I heard in Atlanta y'all can switch horses in the middle of the race.
Ooh.
Because where we come from, we stick with our horse.
Yeah, we rolling with
and
that.
And if the horse fall, we get another horse and start another race. Y'all switch y'all drivers as y'all go. For
ain't you
real?
The same person that just said that a couple weeks ago that Seattle was going back to the Super Bowl, and then you just said today that the Titans going? Boy, stop. Sit down.
But we lost so many players.
Sit down.
You lost so many players.
Boy, stop.
You can't drive a Porsche if you ain't got no ties.
Boy, stop.
All right, one more question on the round table is, I mean, what are the Knicks going to do? I mean, what are we going to do with the Knicks at this point? Is Carmelo going to stay? Kerr going to be the coach? Mike Woodson going to get fired? They're going to keep J.R. Smith? What they going to do with Stoudemire? It's really not a concern of mine, but I just figured it was trending. So,
well, I'm going to tell you like this. For Carmelo, Phil Jackson, and an extra $30 million, I see him staying.
Agreed.
That's just he can make 30
for real
30 million more in New York than he can make anywhere else. Okay, it's not about the money for him because he's rich. Like, it's no amount of money that's going to help him more than he's already well off. But Phil Jackson, that helped. But my thing is, they got to get rid of Amari Stoudemire.
Kyrie Irving will be coming probably.
I see that. They got to get rid of Stoudemire. They got to get rid of Tyson Chandler. They got to get rid of J.R. Smith, even though they just signed him to that stupid contract.
He's so wack, yo. He's
so, and Raymond Felton going to jail. So, so that's four starters right there.
So, what do you think about this? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and Melo in New York, along with Tyson Chandler.
I would love to see that.
That looks good. That looks real good.
It sounds real good on paper.
On paper, that's perfect.
Okay.
But I like Carmelo in Chicago way better.
Oh, I would love to see Melo in
I'm
Chicago.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh, I'm so happy you
because I do
that.
Have an email bag about that. But we're going to go ahead and move on to the word of the street.
Word of the street. Welcome, nephew, in the building.
Nephew.
What up, nephew? What's up, shout Kimfo? Out to nephew in the building.
Jay
nephew
Smooth just walked
in the penthouse. Jay Smooth in the house. Got all the ladies. What?
Hey, that boy walked in an apartment and opened and closed the door without a sound. Without
didn't
a
he?
Sound.
Like, he came in, I was like, oh.
Yeah,
hey.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for, the word on the street by the Jewel of Sports, I guess.
Just got fired.
And
just and got fired.
You know, my mic stand is, like, defective tonight. How about, can you grab me some napkins, please?
For real?
For real, it's your house. My mic stand is defective. It keep tipping over.
Because you got it all cocked up. You got stuff all up on it.
Yeah, you got to put it down.
Okay, Nephew's going to help us. Nephew's going to help us. Yeah, we have a technical difficulty right now with Tiffany. She's a little drunk.
I'm not. My mic stand. I wasn't even facing
her. How
here.
Can you get
I
drunk?
I turned around.
Hey, y'all know what
thanks, Nephew.
Hey, I was about to, it fell on, I guess. I was going to start padding off.
Pat in the ghetto?
Yeah, I feel Pat off, but I didn't want to.
All right, Tiffany, you ready? Word on the street.
Let her regain herself. Can you, right, you got your composure back?
Straight. I'm good. I was turned the other way when it fell. I told you my mic stand just did it.
Jesus shaking his head right now.
Can I start my segment while you messing going, with look me at right that now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's here go. We go, baby. The word on the street by the Jewel of Sports. Let's do it.
Yes, welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. Yes, we are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Now, you know when I get on the street, we jump into those ice cold facts. And I only have a few ice cold facts for you tonight because I have a lot of free agent news about the NFL. So our first ice cold fact tonight is about track athletes. They are most likely to break records later in the day when their body temperatures are the highest. So in track competitions in the Olympics, if you see them running in the morning, if you see your favorite racer, they may not win because at that time their body temperature is not high. The second ice cold fact I got for you, more Monopoly money is printed in a year than real money printed throughout the whole world. I like, how crazy is that? I bet you didn't know that. I just schooled you on something.
Oh yeah, I'm schooled on that.
Yeah. My last ice cold fact for you is about golf balls. They can reach a speed of 170 miles per hour at most. So Tiger Woods and Roy McIlroy, if you out there watching those players hit their first ball off the tee, it's probably reaching those speeds and maybe more with those two because they are professionals. So let's jump into some athlete word on the street with this free agent signings for the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, I can give Slick Money his little shout out for that. Their wide receiver, Golden Tate, they messed up and let him go because he just signed a deal with the Detroit Lions. So if they're looking to repeat with him, it's not about to happen. Joakim Noah of the Chicago Bulls, I got to throw in an NBA athlete word on the street for you. He actually produced the Bulls' first 2010 5-5 game since Scottie Pippen. So Joakim Noah is basically proving that he's one of those Chicago Bulls that is there to stay and will be breaking records. We spoke about Phil Jackson getting his front office position with the New York Knicks, and Magic Johnson wanted him to be the face of the Lakers organization. So there's actually some bitterness, if y'all didn't know, between the Lakers and Phil Jackson right now. Even though he is the fiance of Jeannie Buss, everybody else in the organization is kind of bitter at Phil right now. But back to the NFL, the Jets released Santonio Holmes, and they are getting their visit from Eric Decker over the next couple of days. Of course, I'm sad about that because y'all know I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and I wanted him to stay, of course, but it looks like that's not going to happen. Maurice Jones-Drew from the Jacksonville Jaguars, he is actually visiting the New York Jets as well, and they want to sign him as their running back. It looks like the Jets are trying to step up their game, so if they actually get Michael Vick, Eric Decker, and Maurice Jones-Drew, that could be something.
Hey,
they could have a squad.
They'll be on the back page news.
I'm just saying. That'll be something to talk about. Also, let's talk about my Broncos some more. They are making some huge moves defensively. John Elway is not playing. He has definitely stepped his defensive signing game up after the Broncos got tore up in that Super Bowl. The Cowboys messed up and released DeMarcus Ware. He was their franchise leader in sacks and forced fumbles, and now they let the Broncos sign him. The Broncos also signed, they stole Akib Tualib from the Patriots. We also spoke about that earlier. They signed him to a 6-year, $57 million deal. And also, not to mention, they signed the safety from Cleveland, TJ Ward. So, John Elway, he is not playing when it comes to these defensive signings for the Broncos.
He better get something to help Peyton.
Oh, for real. That's what I'm saying. But with the defensive signings he's making right now, it's going to be a lot easier for them to get back to the Super Bowl than before. I got to talk about the San Diego Chargers. The Colts actually let go of their running back, Donald Brown, and the Chargers got him. So I'm not sure what that means for Matthews.
Ryan Matthews.
Yeah, because he actually had a breakout season last year. So it looks like he'll be sharing his carries coming up.
Yeah, finally gave me some fantasy points.
Did they franchise him?
I'm not sure.
Ryan Matthews?
We'll have to look that up. Y'all have heard the name Jonathan Martin. He was the defensive tackle that used to play for the Miami Dolphins that cried out, I'm being bullied and I don't want to play right now. I need to take a leave of absence. Well, the San Francisco 49ers decided that they wanted to sign him and take on his crybaby status. So we'll see how that works.
Playing for his college coach.
Yeah. So yeah. All. Yeah, we'll see how that works. I mean, it'll probably work out for him since that's the case.
Yeah.
So yeah.
In-house security.
Yeah, so yeah.
He's already dealt with it.
Like, he's my father figure.
He's a baby, yo. Like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, go somewhere.
Well, Darrell Revis, that was playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have released him, and he has signed with the Patriots. So, yeah, if you didn't know that, and we didn't speak about it, now you know. And Kobe Bryant, we spoke about him, done for the season, which is perfectly fine with me. He doesn't want to play for D'Antoni, so hopefully, like we said, the Lakers get a new coach, and we can make that happen. But you know what? That is your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Jewel of Sports, rocking. As always, each week here on the Sports Roundtable, SRT. Now, we're about to do something that we all love. I'm pretty sure you already know. It is now time to go into the mind of Slick Money.
Get them dogs. I need to be locked in. Where Junebug at?
Here we come.
Slick, what up?
We go, coming into the mind, baby.
Mark me and Junebug. Where my boo at?
What up, Kimfolk?
Hey, we brought a guest.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I do have a guest.
He will need his ashtray.
We popping Molly's tonight.
Pass it over here. I need Junebug. Where my boo at?
There you go.
Junebug. Walk me in, baby. Walk me in, baby.
Go sit down, Junebug.
Come on, Junebug. Walk me in, baby. I'm scared. Get him.
Hey.
Look at that lava lamp over there flowing.
What about the fishnet in the top of the ceiling?
Hey, I like that.
That's like beautiful.
That. And you remember that picture of the Last Supper?
Yeah.
Jesus had an afro. Are you serious?
Boy, stop.
Jesus had an afro.
Slick
money. Are you serious?
I see now.
I miss Hancock again. I'm really hurt now.
You really hurt?
Yeah, he firing him. You know I like to fire people, Bico. He like to take over your show and just fire people. He think he running stuff. Okay.
Usually, but when you have a family reunion every week, because when we get together, it's like family every week. And when you miss a part of the family, it just really hurts you.
You're right.
So, Hancock, a speedy recovery as far as last week. I heard you're spending time with your dad. It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
But something happened to me today that was kind of touching. And I want to share it with you guys.
Okay.
Then we're going to fall up into Slick Money Tough, okay? I had a coworker to pass today. And it was some tears sharing at the Midwest Vaco Corporation because she was a very nice person. She'd been out for 3 or 4 months ill, and the day was her first day back. Got into the parking lot and wasn't feeling well. Headed home, pulled over. Called 911. Don't know if she died there or en route to the hospital.
That's it.
But it was really sad. So I called Horace, and I wasn't sure if I was going to do the show because she was a good friend of mine. So, we didn't hang out, but when you have coworkers, that's really your family.
True.
Whether you like them or not, they still your family. You're with them more than anything. But it was really touching. I, kind of didn't want to do the show, but had talked to a few friends, and they cheered me up. And then I knew I had to do it when I saw Horace pull up to come into the penthouse and didn't see Hancock. So I figured if me and Hancock missed the show, it just wouldn't be the same. And I knew Ty wasn't going to speak, so. If Ty ain't going to speak, it ain't going to be a show. So I just want to get a moment of silence for Charlotte Barnes, a co-worker for mine, about 17 years, passed away today. Truly love the Lord, and I'm sure she's in a better place. God is good. Let's move on.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it is. So good to have everybody in the Slick Money's mansion.
What up?
What up?
My maze, I ain't no telling what the maze doing. they something everywhere. But so good to see everybody.
You will say he want his chicken wings. Lemon pepper, baby.
Lemon pepper.
Ty, how you want your wings, baby?
I want my lemon pepper wet.
What? Whatever happened to lemon pepper dry?
Nah, wet. It's like the hook.
Hey, boy, I don't eat nothing dry.
Nothing dry. That is so crazy.
Boy, stop.
Now, last time you make a comment, last week, everybody started sweating.
Why you gotta be bringing up old stuff?
Excuse me?
Why are they bringing up old stuff?
Wait a minute. We behind schedule. Let's get
we
on.
We are. Slick yeah. Money Mind. We
let's,
in there.
Let's get
let's
on Slick
it.
Money Mind. And guys, this is really neat. You know, we got a new guest tonight. Nephew in the house. My daughter's here. And they're much younger than I am. If y'all didn't know, I'm 52. I don't look 52. I actually look about 22.
Hey, 50 to new 20.
Yes, sir. These are all the women across the country that listen to the SRT show trying to figure out how Slick Money look. Those pictures are fake.
So when we photoshopping. Hey,
say he's really, say he really white.
Yeah, I'm really white. And I'm sexy like Boris Cujo. Now, when I take my shirt off, seriously.
Woo.
What? What? Watch this, D-Wheel. How the police say it?
Whoop, whoop.
Y'all are so cute. But anyway, back to the serious matter here. This is what I struggle with. And I think everybody in this room have probably can voice their opinion about it. Why, as we, as human beings, God give us signs? Yeah, leave it right there. Let it breathe.
Let that breathe.
Good God Almighty. Boy, you just touched me with my soul right there. Did you know if you're a man, if you look in a woman's eyes, it really touches her soul? Women can really judge you by your soul. Now watch, listen to this beat, y'all. This is hot. That's what I'm talking about. I like to see mama take her shirt off when that music they're playing and that smoke coming from that candle. What? Okay, I'm going to leave it right there, ladies. I'm going to go and get into Slick Money Mind and finish this thing up later. But God give us signs. And I want to know, amongst the panel, why do we ignore the signs?
Oh, I never ignore signs. Oh, my gosh. I was just talking about this today.
Really?
I'm sorry I had to jump in that.
Really?
I was just telling Ty this today.
Ty, I guess, right?
Yes.
Tell me what you told Ty about signs.
Look, prime example. I do not ignore signs. I believe in them 100%. Prime example. Ty is shopping for a Jeep. And
Ty is shopping for what?
A Jeep.
A car vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
And so she rides motorcycles as well. So we went to go see this Jeep, and the Jeep she test drove, there was a bumper sticker on the back that said, like, watch out for motorcycles. And I told her, I'm like, we don't need to go look and test drive no other Jeep.
That's
because
for you.
This is yours. Like, you
wow.
Ride bikes. Like, you wanted this color Jeep. Like, this is you. Like, I don't ignore signs. Like, I really don't. If I see something that is pertaining to something in my life at that point in time, I do not ignore it.
Now, I'm glad you shared that with me, because that sign really was for Ty.
Yeah.
But you recognized it, so don't that make it right, though?
But I'm telling you, when I see because the signs, see, if you're around God, me, I see the signs.
If God get Ty a sign, what in the hell are you doing recognizing?
because I have that ability to see the signs even when other people don't see them for themselves.
I'm only joking.
Hey,
this is comedy, and we're trying
I'm
to help
used
people.
To you by now. Are you kidding me? You don't need to put a disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back and make this a little bit more personal, and then we'll go to D-Wheel and Harvest, and I know Ty's not going to speak. The reason why I say as a sign, I actually met Tiffany's mom several months ago. And I'm giving you a perfect example why I know that I try not to ignore signs. Tiffany is on the show because her mother told me about her. Now, most parents brag on their kids. Would you agree?
Of course.
Whether they're engineers or they work at Walmart.
Booyah.
Booyah. But she told me, she said, Vic, my daughter is so talented. Not only is she fine and she beautiful. I said, now you're saying a little too much about your child. She can't be fine and beautiful and smart.
Of course I can.
Well, the Waltons believe you are.
The Waltons, because the Waltons, they smart. They know about stuff.
So back to the sign things. Her mother told me that. I met her mother only for Tiffany to make the show.
Wow.
That is a sign that's amazing, because the stock of the SRT crew have gone up since this hot mama came on the show.
Through the roof.
Absolutely.
Junebug lick your feet every time you come over to the house.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. So that shows me that God is good, and he can throw things in. Now, the vehicle with Ty, I think that's Ty's choice to decide if that sign was meant for her. Now, since y'all good friends, you know, I guess friends can recognize signs. But we can also go into relationships and love at the same thing. Because women, men get them signs so much.
But I told you that I told my mother that it was not meant to be with y'all, because I had been praying for 3 months for a way to become into sports radio. So I had already told her that from jump. So I recognized that sign as well and told her. So wow. What you talking about? I got a gift. You know who you're sitting next to right now? You better
Notre Dame's. Is it going to snow this weekend?
No.
Matter of fact, I think she done took over the Slick Money show.
Took it over.
Slick Money is going on vacation.
No, because it won't be a show without you. Trust that.
And Slick Money's little sister's going to take over. So I want to ask you, does that apply in relationships too?
Yes.
So can anybody give me an example? Harv, you've been quiet. You always say, he noticed he always say his stuff last.
So you tell me to go last.
So he can make people cry.
No, he laugh at us acting up. So he sit back there and get entertained, and then he talk.
Because when I say about relationship is that a man or a woman can mistreat you numerous times in a relationship.
Right.
But you will ignore the sign because you really care about that person. Is that correct?
Yes, you will. And that's your problem. You can't do that.
You can't.
You need to learn who you are as a person, respect yourself, and learn to recognize those signs. And
so you never done that with a man before?
I mean, of course I have. But okay. I learned to grow and recognize those signs and get out of a situation.
A sign to you is get a guy at work at Walmart.
Boy, stop.
I'm telling you, Tiffany, some of the greatest men in the world are at Walmart.
You want to go through this again? Now you're going to have the Waltons calling me again.
Hey, well, I heard some old wild over here. Might have some agreement.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the greatest guys are the guys that are not working at IBM and Coca-Cola and all those engineers. The regular dude is walking the street. Those ones that you do know, those are signs that God put out there for us. But because of the status thing, people just ignore them. I know you're not saying it, baby. We're just talking.
I know,
don't make this personal.
No, but you keep saying, you're saying right now, you're acting like I sat here and I said, I only date somebody of an engineer status. I'm not saying.
And roundabout way, you said dude with curly, you know, green eyes, curly hair, work at Walmart.
Light skin wavy.
Yeah, light skin wavy.
Look, that's not what I was trying
but
to say.
But it's a dude missing a few teeth.
You already know that I said
that's stocking in the back room and it just is sweet to take care of you.
You already know my whole thing was the whole mentality portion about it. My thing was I will not date a person that's working at Walmart because the type of people that I want to date have a different mentality. And if they want to get their money, it won't be from being a cashier at Walmart.
Okay, thank you so much. D-Wheel.
Yes, sir.
As far as signs is concerned, I mean, what's your input as far as avoiding signs? Because it applies in life as well. Because if your engine light come on in the car and you ignore that engine light, I promise you in about 30 days, you're going to regret that.
That's one heck of an example.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
That's a heck of an example.
but I'm saying signs come in different forms.
Yep.
It happens in relationships. It happens with our children. If your children come home every night at 11, 12 o'clock, they doing something they ain't got no business doing.
That's why I ain't got no kids.
but can you give me an example or a warning sign that God put in front of you and you just totally ignore it? If it ain't you, somebody that you know.
Yeah, I can't say I can get a specific encounter, but I agree. When signs come in front of you, you got to act on them, whether it be positively or negatively. If something comes in front of you and you see it, you need to act on it. Don't let it linger. Don't let it pass because you never know what that opportunity might bring.
Right.
You know, whether it be, it may be a learning lesson for you. You know, it may be everything that happens in life is not good. You know, every sign that you get in life is not a sign that's going to move you forward. It may be a test. God throws, he throws stumbling blocks in our way to see how we react to them. And you got to react to those signs. That's how they come.
Okay, that was a great example.
I kind of wish
Ty had a microphone, but I can pass her minds.
She didn't want to say nothing.
Well, because, I mean, when you got different opinions, especially coming from a woman's perspective, because, like I said, men miss signs, and women miss them just as much.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, when you won't miss the signs when you basically understand who you are as a person, know the type of situations that you're in, and then you can basically understand the signs when you see them.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like God tell you go left and you turn right.
Basically, if you don't know how to listen to God, you're going to turn right.
Wow. That's amazing. Horace, can you give me your opinion? Because Superhero's not here to voice his opinion. I wish he could have texted me this.
But he didn't want to send no group text today. He only want to talk to Horace one-on-one.
Yeah, really.
Is that his best friend?
Yeah, we gonna have
best friends?
He's going to have to get penalized for that.
My buddy? Is that my buddy?
My buddy.
My buddy and me.
He called me because he was calling off.
call a supervisor.
Call a supervisor.
Because he can't be a no call, no show. That's how you really get fired.
Hey, a tidbit. Y'all know I still got a my buddy.
For real? Are
no
you
joke.
Serious?
Original my buddy.
Are you for real?
Can you bring it
That's
to the show?
That's worth some money.
That's
worth some money right now.
D, we'll bring it to the show.
I was 5 years old.
I had a kid sister, but I don't.
He got the overalls, got the plastic. I threw the shoes
looking
away.
Like Chucky.
Hey, now you got to understand. He got a rat tail because it's from the 80s. I'm black, baby.
But D Will, it's nice of you to share that story. But if you can't bring it here in the SRT group,
I bring T. His name T.
Okay, wait a minute. Is it in Alabama or in Atlanta?
Oh, it's in Bama, baby.
This is the deal. Before Harvard speak on this, when you go home this weekend, put that in the trunk.
Because, bring that back with them watches. Yeah.
No. Yeah. hey, I got a car seat for him. Yeah, we'll put him in a car seat.
Not a car seat.
Yeah.
Negro got issues.
Riding around with my buddies in the car seat. And watching
smoking weed. My buddy, do you want to take a hit? Hey. He looking like, for real?
Hey, that get me in the HOV lane.
Tiffany, you see why I just sit over here now?
I'm crying right now. Stop
the madness. I'm sorry, hard buddy. This dude say he still got my buddy. For real?
Like, yo, that was funny. Like, I had a kid sister, yes. But I don't have her anymore. So, that's good, though.
Oh, he is. He's 29.
He just had a birthday.
Yeah, he's got an age on.
Time out. Look. Now, we went from, that's a sign we need to avoid. If you got a friend that still got a my buddy, his ass don't need to come around no more.
Oh, gosh, I can't right now.
This dude got, I don't even tell him about it. I got a map buddy.
What? Stop. But that thing cool.
He said he got a rat tail and everything.
Rat tail.
Matter of fact, we want my buddy to be a guest on the SRT crew next week.
He's coming. He'll be here. Check the YouTube page for the clip.
I hope he got a Michael Kors watch on, too.
with D-Will, he got a Michael Kors watch on, some Gucci glasses, yeah. Louis Vuitton belt.
And his overalls are True Religion.
Then he come to the dojo, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, gosh, stop the madness. I can't with y'all right now.
All right, Big Ho, we sorry. Go ahead.
We sorry. We got carried away.
Sorry, Horace. He run away from the show all the time.
You don't mind a person running away when they talk about they got a my buddy. He's 75 years old.
He's 75.
He's a senior citizen and got a my buddy. Wow. Are you serious?
A senior citizen. He can see you just citizen.
Can you remember D-Will going into the senior citizen and his wife said, hey, baby, don't forget you, my buddy.
Now, look, if D-Will takes my buddy to IHOP, he gets senior citizen discount.
Oh, he coming thing. With me next time. Yeah. Soon as I leave Slick Money mine, because I'm going to be high. Slick Money got that loud in here today, man.
Yeah, we smoke none but the best.
See what happens when you let us run away with the show, Big Ho?
Yeah, keep it going. Reel us in, man. Reel us in.
We in Slick Money
mine. Yeah,
we are.
Tiffany, when you come in my mind, you can't control my mind.
I'm crying right now.
You can go in D-Will's mind, because if he got my buddy...
It's cloudy in D-Will, man. I can't see.
Hey, we need to see if D-Will went to the hospital for real.
Yeah,
you work at Emory, right?
Yes, sir.
You need to go on over and check in. Because if you got a my buddy and you 75 years old, are you serious?
Yeah, man. You need to go over there and check in.
Horace, go ahead and say we can end the show, man.
Oh, my gosh, all right. Please. I'm like, I can't.
Hey, what was the question?
The question was, anytime.
Sign.
Right,
sign.
But anytime you have a friend that got a my buddy, that's a sign to leave him alone.
So you kicking D-Will off the show because he got a my buddy.
He
got mental issues.
Hey, I got a my buddy and my dog died.
Dog died. They had a funeral for his dog.
They had a funeral for his dog. Now he had 2 week vacation. I bet you my buddy gave a eulogy too.
How can your dog die and you go to Jay-Z concert the next day?
That part, he was in the front row cheesing. He was like, ho.
Hey, it was like funeral concert.
He took the insurance money. And went
bought
to
some Jay-Z tickets. Dressed up my buddy in the Gucci belt. And they was in the front row rocking. Oh, my gosh.
Woo. Well, y'all out of time. We may not make that email bag.
Email bag back in trouble.
We need an email bag.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. We got kind of, you know, when you get in Slick Money mind, you high and drinking and stuff like that. We drinking this Cavassie. Oh, my God. I haven't had no Boone's Farm in a long time.
Hey, when you drink a Boone's Farm, you Kool-Aid. Gotta put a
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's Kool-Aid.
And shake it up.
Yep. Or you can get a Jolly Rancher.
A Jolly Rancher would work. And also a green Red Iver's Rose.
You remember that? Wild Iver's Rose?
Yeah, wild.
See, we call that pluck.
I still have that bottle in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, I ain't drinking that.
Let me call my maid.
I ain't drinking no Wild Iver's or no.
Let me call my maid. Ty, can you bring this? Ty. No, would you mind getting to the refrigerator? And don't forget about my buddy. My buddy wants something to drink.
My buddy don't drink nothing but Mad Dog 2020.
I think D-Will was lying. He wants some attention.
No, D-Will really got a my buddy.
If D-Will come in next week with my buddy for real, I swear this is the end of the SRT crew.
Yo, please bring my buddy. Oh, have to.
His name is T and he'll be here.
He got
T,
a name for him.
T yeah. with a rat tail. T with a rat tail.
He sounds amazing.
Well, y'all love
him. Oh, gosh, I can't right now. please, can we do the email back? Because I really want to get the email back.
I want Howard's opinion, then we can start.
Okay.
All right, yeah, we do
ahead.
Need that.
I'm sorry.
Let me go ahead and crank up some serious.
We got carried away. I apologize, y'all.
Sorry, y'all.
A 75-year-old dude got a mind, but that's hilarious, man, for real.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all, I'm only 33.
I'm about to pee on myself thinking about
this. Like, I'm crying talking about this. Can we please move on? Because I can't stop laughing right now.
All
right,
about signs. My experience is I've actually been studying this, and as soon as Slick Money Show gets started, I will actually have a show of my own, which will be called Stretch Your Mind.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Where we're going to be talking about inspiring people to stretch the minds, to reach your dreams, to reach your pinnacle for life. And all of this starts with being authentic. It's a word called authenticity, which means that when you are authentic, you are who you are, your true self. And that's the best way you're going to get any sign that God has for you, because you are your true self. And when you are authentic, you're actually activating that, what they call the third eye. That third eye is the Lord speaking to you and you feeling what needs to be done. So anytime that you're authentic, you can best believe you can look and find signs all over the place. Because you are your true self.
Dropping knowledge.
When you are not your true self, you have to find the signs. When you are your true self, they just show up.
School is big hoe. Dropping knowledge.
Keep
that's
it
why 100 you
with yourself.
That's all we say for last.
You know, I mean, he's amazing.
You hear him?
Like, I mean, but I bet you he don't have a My Buddy doll.
I bet you he don't either. I feel smarter.
Yeah, if he got a My Joe or something like this from G.I. Joe's, I'm okay with
My
that.
My Joe.
My Joe.
Hey, My Buddy, the coolest thing ever happened.
D. Will, we're not saying it's not, but that was in the 80s.
Yeah, man. I'm an 80s baby.
This is 2015.
Hey, I'm an 80s baby, man.
You got
Shout
mail.
Out to the 80s babies.
You yeah. got mail. Hey, y'all didn't even exit my house. What's up with that?
I'm off in the same.
Oh, I'm about to go.
Yeah,
oh.
The dogs in bar.
Oh, yeah. Deuces. Bad.
I ain't
even. I mean, the dogs in bar.
Thanks yeah, for there you go. It was a great time, Slick.
Close the gate, Ty, hey, since you asked.
thanks, Slick Miner, for inviting us in. We appreciate
thanks,
the
I had a good time.
The hospitality.
All the time, wonderful. Seriously.
And
pat him down, sister. So pat him down. They like absolutely. To steal now.
Junebug, walk me out, baby. I'm scared of these other dogs. Where you at? Where you at?
Hey, Slick, I'm going to put the ashtray up here, man.
Go ahead, homeboy. Right. Take the mollies with you, too.
Let me get one.
You can have
Junebug, Junebug.
Junebug, come get me, baby. Where you at, boo? Junebug, where you? Hey, baby. There walk me go. Out, boo. Walk me out, Junebug. Yeah.
Close the gate, please.
I got you. Holly. I got you.
See y'all next Slick. Week.
Got mail.
Now we can get into the email bag, ladies and gentlemen. Email bag. Sponsored by Sadapt Marketing. Please get on that Sadapt Marketing. SadaptMarketing.com. Holler at your girls over there at Sadapt. All right, email bad. D Will look like you up first.
All right.
Bama.
Bama.
My
buddy.
Greg. Greg from Gary, Indiana.
Okay, okay.
With the Bulls playing the way that they are playing. If they had someone like Melo, would they be the best team in the East?
Saying they'd be the best team in the East would be a stretch. Now, if they had Derrick Rose and Melo and Joakim Noah with the supporting cast that they got?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Bingo. They're the best. Now, will they win the East is a different story. Are they the best team constructed in the East? Without a doubt. But like we said earlier, if Melo goes to Chicago, watch out.
Yeah, I really want to see that with him, D. Rose, and Noah out there.
Beautiful.
Can we see that, please?
With Taj Gibson and that Jimmy Butler.
Right. Can we see that?
All right, Tiffany.
Yes, sir.
Lisa from Midtown.
Hey, Lisa from
What's
Midtown.
What's up, Lisa?
How much attention from guys have you gotten since becoming a star on the show?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's funny she asked
My
that.
Buddy.
Hey.
A lot.
Really?
For real.
Yeah, I got new friends. Shout out to Charles E. Timbers.
Hey.
Stay on the Facebook page.
Guys are contacting through Facebook and
Instagram. They find me on Facebook. And since I've been on the SRT show, I probably gained about 100 new friends.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've only done, we on episode 28. This is my 14th episode.
So you came in halfway point?
I came in on episode 14.
And just a megastar.
And I just killed it.
Absolutely.
Just smashed the game.
But check this out. To put it in perspective, that's a sign.
That I'm supposed to be here. So you try to fire me one more time, I'm firing you.
Wow.
Slick Money.
That's me, Ken Folk. What up?
Troy from Decatur.
Troy, what's happening? Troy.
Decatur, where's
Yes, sir.
Ken
Seattle.
Do we know anything about Ghetto Mafia?
Probably not.
Oh, what? He need to get himself together.
Yeah.
Especially from Decatur, where it's great.
Yeah, come on.
And that's Troy want to know if Seattle going to repeat.
Can they repeat?
That. Well, Troy, my pick was for Seattle to repeat, but I didn't know they was going to lose this many Negroes. When you lose a bunch of Negroes, I doubt if you repeat. So I'm going to change horses before the race start.
Yeah. That's smart.
Tennessee Titans.
My boy star.
My buddy going to be starting at quarterback.
My buddy starting at quarterback.
Him and Russell Wilson got the same hairdo.
Well, you are
my
stupid.
My buddy started at quarterback throwing passes and catching.
Wearing number six. Wearing number six is jersey.
He got skills.
Tell Troy it ain't going to happen since they lost so many people.
They ain't gonna have them.
But they gonna make a run, but they won't go if they lost that many people.
I'm saying San Fran lost a lot too. So who coming out? Who come out the NFC?
They say Arizona signing everybody.
But the Arizona won 10 games last year,
and they signing everybody.
And they tough. And I'm telling St. Louis gonna scare some people.
Can Carson Palmer stay healthy?
Thinking about St. Louis, that's our favorite city. My oldest brother stay in St. Louis. A great guy. Be in town tomorrow.
Hey, it's somebody in St. Louis that was called the L7.
L7
is.
If I had his phone number, I would call him.
Man, y'all love the same.
You can't call him and dog him out, right?
You can't get out that box.
Ty, I'm finna go ahead and kill that for you.
Oh, he's texting her right now as we speak.
Is he listening?
He will after tonight.
He getting so much pull. Would you give him the site so he can know that we're talking about
put
him?
Put your big boy pants on.
Oh, step up to the game.
Watch it. Sound like a booty call from another state. Take him 3 days to get here because he's walking. He ain't got a car.
Skype.
He ain't got a car. He hitchhiking.
He ain't got no car?
He has a car.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so sweet. He has a car.
Did she sound all sweet?
Yeah.
I still love him too. He's the loot. He's in the loot. I still love him.
All right.
Email
for all the people who got a flight to catch tomorrow.
I do.
Oh.
Hey.
Somebody finna be on the beach.
Episode 28 in the books. Thanks for tuning in to the funniest, the most entertaining crew on the internet, baby, the SRT crew. We do it big all the time, baby. And episode 28 milestone, we sending out demos, so holler at us.
Big things happening for the SRT crew.
Yeah,
look
absolutely
out.
We will pick a venue to do our March Madness, so stay tuned for that. Next week, we got our March Madness picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Final four picks next week.
And I'm throwing in some women's picks, women's college picks on that, too.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's kind of easy. Connecticut. Connecticut.
Yeah, of course.
Notre Dame. Connecticut.
Tennessee.
Baylor.
You know what I'm saying? All right, shouts out to the loyal listeners.
Loyal.
For
what's
sure
up, Ms. Reva?
Shout out to Reva Island.
It's Reva's Island in the building doing her thing. Always wishing us a great show.
Love Reva's, man. Love
for sure.
Yeah,
Reva
man
is the bomb, yo. Absolutely. We need to go back and get some
I need
food.
Some of them short ribs.
Some fried corn.
And
some of them St. Louis short ribs.
Exactly. Yeah, we need some of that dinner.
And again, shout out to my main man over at Emory.
What up,
all
folks?
My folks over there. C-Tizzle, Mario.
What's up, Mario? Yes, Rashad, what's up, boy?
Boutte. My main man over there, Boston Celtics.
David.
And all that right there, man.
Shout outs.
D-Will. Right,
hey, man, y'all already know I'm shouting out my folks in the gump, man. 334, man.
Bama.
R.I.P. Dobie.
Lil Chucky.
You already know I got to shout out my number one groupie, Mr. Big D Holland. I got to shout out my number one fan, Mr. Paul Too Tall Potter. I got to shout out the new homie, Charles Timbers Jr. I got to shout out my girl, Ty, that didn't want to talk to us tonight, but she's in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Ty? What's up? Shout out to a dear friend down in South Carolina, Clover, South Carolina. Sydney Sanders, number 20 basketball team, had their banquet tonight. I know she killed it with MVP and all that stuff. Shout out to her. And that is Glover Blues Eagles. It's the high school in Glover, South Carolina. Shout out, Sydney. I know you're doing your thing. God bless you. Another shout out to a passing of a co-worker today. Rest in peace. God loves you. You're in a great place. Hancock, we need to see you next week. You can't miss three shows.
You better come back to work, boy.
If he missed three shows, we might as well replace him.
You know, see, Big Ho, you see your boy always want to fire somebody. But Hancock need to come back to work for sure.
Yeah,
but Big
Ho,
don't let him fire people off.
Shout out to my buddy down in Gump.
What up, T?
T with the rat tail.
I do got one more shout out. I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Craig Sward, man, a.k.a. Chicken.
He played for
Mississippi State. They playing in the Georgia Dome for the SEC tournament this
Bro,
year.
Boy, do
That's
your
been
thing.
One of my boys since he was in like the ninth grade, man. Doing his thing, man.
Oh, and I need to shout out all the ladies that listen to this show. Appreciate y'all rocking with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Yes.
And with rocking with SRT crew for sure.
Yes,
appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned. Slick Money Show coming up in June. Shout out to my main man, Hancock. Tell Coach Hancock what's up.
What's up, Hancock? Hamilton Wildcats.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all you do. And I want to thank my crew, man. Y'all hung out with us 28 episodes. Who would have ever thought that we'd be doing 28 episodes? So, shout out to my crew. I love y'all, man.
Love you, Big
Ho.
Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate it, Kimfolk.
Big things coming.
God is good.
Yes, sir. And thanks for everybody to tune in every week. Live from the penthouse, 300th floor overlooking Atlanta States. We want to give a shout out to Ty in the building, Jay Smooth in the building, for your main man, HM3 / Big Ho from Bankhead, Slick Money.
What up?
The Jeweler Sport.
See ya.
D Will, SRT, and we out of here.
See ya.
Peace. God is good. Next time.